Hi, this is Bex from Heartspace. I'm going to guide you through a short practice using the yogic breath or complete breath. This can be practiced at any time and is especially useful in times of high stress or anger and for calming the nerves. It also helps correct poor breathing habits. You want to sit or lie down in a way that is comfortable, feeling the spine nice and straight, and shoulders are soft. Have the head nicely balanced on top of the spine, face relaxed, jaw relaxed, mouth closed. The eyes can be either open, looking down at about a 45 degree angle, just resting somewhere in a relaxed way, or you can have your eyes closed. Have the hands comfortable, either resting in the lap if seated, or alongside the body if you're lying down. Make any adjustments you need to ensure the body is nice and settled. I invite you now to bring your awareness to your seat and feel the support of your seat beneath you. Feel into the contact points between your body and your seat. And as you breathe out, start to feel yourself relaxing, sinking deeper into your seat. And now bring your awareness to the natural flow of breath, entering and leaving the nostrils. Become more and more aware of the breath as it enters the nostrils, and become more and more aware of the breath as it leaves through the nostrils. Notice the feeling of the breath as it moves in and out of your nostrils. Feel a sense of coolness as you inhale the breath. And feel a sense of warmth as you exhale the breath. Feel this warmth on the upper lip as you breathe out. And moving now into some full yogic breaths or complete breaths. When you next breathe into the lower belly first, feeling it swell out. And then keep drawing that same in-breath up into the chest and shoulders. You'll feel a slight expansion at the top. And then when you breathe out, follow the breath back down in a wave-like pattern to the lower belly, gently drawing the navel towards the spine to complete the exhale. Breathing into the lower belly first, feeling it swell out, and keep drawing that same in-breath up to the chest and shoulders. Pause. And then on the out-breath, flow the breath back down to the lower belly. This time, as you breathe in, again, breathe into the lower belly first, feeling it swell out. Continue drawing that same in-breath up to the chest and shoulders. Feel the slight expansion in the chest. And then breathe in just a little more until the expansion is felt at the collarbones or the base of the neck. Keep the rest of the body relaxed. And then when you breathe out, follow the breath back down in a wave-like pattern, first relaxing the collarbones, the chest, and finally the lower belly, contracting back slightly at the end. Breathing into the lower belly, feeling it swell out. Keep drawing that same in-breath up to the chest, Then draw in a little more breath, feeling it at the collarbones and the base of the neck. Pause. And then on the out-breath, flow the breath back down and out from the collarbones, the chest, then to the lower belly. Keep on practicing with these full, mindful yogic breaths. It can be helpful to visualize a wave rolling in and up from belly to chest to collarbones, and then the wave rolling down and out, collarbones to chest to belly. Keep on practicing. After your next exhale, letting go of the yogic breath and resume your natural breathing. Remain quietly in your own space for a breath or two. And as you do so, stay very connected with the breath. Feel into the breath in the nostrils. Deepen the breath a little. And then bring your awareness back to your body. Become aware of the body, the whole body, the whole physical body. And notice any feelings or sensations within or around the body. Start to bring gentle movement into the fingers and toes, hands and feet. And then lightly moving the head from side to side. Now letting the practice go.